gibberish.
Humbug.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Ribbon.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Captain Program, starring Dan Green.
Friends, do you like tacos, but wish they had more existential despair? Then try Kafko's, the anxious new Chex Mix taste sensation. Kafko's are available with Metamorphosis Insect Paste or Hunger Artist Nothing. Take your taste buds on a non-stop trip through bureaucracy and oppression with Kafko's. Episode, the automatic self-musicalizing method, or
Madam, compose yourself. My name is Engelbert Auermann. I'm a composer.
More like composter.
This is Rhapsody in Brown. Oh, I'm never gonna write a hit.
Ow. Okay, Engi, let's not get stuck on this. Let's use this despair as inspiration.
Yeah.
Okay, you hate everything you create and have absolutely no confidence. And... well, I'm a garbage composer. I just can't write a tune. And when I want lyrics to rhyme, I always do it wrong.
Oh! I'm the worst. I'm bad at piano. My brain hurt. Maybe stop hit piano ahead.
What ho? Yon dork canucketh. Anon, avast, entree, alley-oop.
Hey, Angelfoot.
Engelbert.
Whatever. You got a song for me?
Sure, yeah. Here, come on in, sit down.
I'll stand. I'm doing my rounds, and I got 20 more you bums to get to. Now you got a song or not?
Yeah, sure. Let me just adjust the stool. I call this one, sock hole blues.
My sock has got a hole in it. Oh, my sock has got a hole in it. Oh, darling, my sock got a hole in it. Well, that's okay, 'cause that's how I get my foot in.
What do you think?
Ugh. Garbage. Auermann, you need to write a decent song by tomorrow, or you'll no longer be part of the exclusive Honest Johnny's Musical Agents for the creatively malnourished roster of talent.
Pui.
I'll be back tomorrow. Give me something good or you'll be out on your bum. Your bum.
You mean no room and board? No complimentary piano usage? No swill?
None. Now get back to composing. Something that'll rouse my sensitive little hot strings.
One day to write a masterpiece. I'd better make a pot of coffee and get to work. This could take all... Oh no! I slept in.
I have to turn in a new composition to my agent in an hour.
This exposition has been brought to you by Exposito, the miracle script lengthener. Try Exposito today.
Hello, I'd like to make an exposit.
Certainly, sir. What amount did you have in mind?
Oh, about 13 years of backstory, I think.
Of course, sir. We could set you up with our special hovel account for deadbeats and schlubs at 6.9%.
That's perfect.
Name?
Schlub. Arnold P. Schlub. The P is for deadbeat.
And is your exposit in cash or check?
Check. It was a check left to me in my estranged uncle's will. His name was Will. Strange Uncle Will. We called him that because of his fins. It all began about 13 years ago when an idiot was trying to compose a song to avoid being pummeled by his agent. You see, this idiot had overslept, and when he woke up...
Oh no, I slept in. I have to turn in a new composition to my agent in an hour.
Yes, yes, you said that part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shall I skip ahead to the part where it's written?
That'd be perfect.
There, it's done.
It's done? Oh, nuts. I was looking forward to pummeling you. I had my special whacking bat all polished up and everything.
I'm sorry, Butch. Here, I'll play it for you. Maybe it'll be lousy, and you can still pummel me.
Oh, you're just saying that. It'll be great, I know it.
No, I'm sure it'll be really rotten. Come on, you'll be beating me unconscious in no time.
Well, all right, let me hear it.
That was beautiful.
Aw, I'm sorry.
I gotta book you at Carnegie Hall right away.
X-tree, read all about it. Local composer overcomes years of confidence eroding failure and makes good on the biggest stage of them all, Carnegie Hall. That's right, Carnegie Hall. Beginning a journey into the world of high-class type cultural touchstones and tastemakers and fulfilling the American dream through hard work and dedication to his craft. In other news, foreign powers commit coup in Washington and begin stamping down dissidents and distracting America from the Gloria Engelbert Alman's life-affirming music.
I will take one, young man.
Here you go, mister. Pay close attention to Alman's early life. It's real humble-like. Letters to the editor are pouring in about it.
Letters, eh? Why, that's terrific. Why, that's the most wonderful form of democracy in action in the marketplace of ideas converging to build a better future combined. Let's see.
Dear sir, this new composition redefines American music.
To the editor, Ingebert Alman is the voice of the century.
To all the readers of this subpar fake news publication, Auerman is in league with the globalist cabal trying to unite the world under a fascist economic state. Learn more about it at my blog, Real Truth Freedom Patriotic Press Flag Fans United.net.
Dear sir, in response to your recent column about your rival newspaper, I happen to run that journalistic institution. and while I respect the level of elocution, I take great offense to the snide way it was used. A newspaper is a tool for enlightenment and engagement, not one by which one ought to be abused. Your colleague in reporting, and not just frontin', editing in Edmonton.
To my esteemed colleague in journalism, your letter hit me like a case of botulism. I feel dreadfully embarrassed and remorseful. Can I take you out to dinner and make it up to you? Feel free to decline. I won't be forceful. Your admirer and regrettator, your rival paper's editor.
To the gentleman whom I formerly took to be a turd, regarding your letter printed on March 23rd, I must say it took me by some surprise. Despite my proofreader's attention to detail and publisher's vision, I couldn't believe my eyes. You see, my anger was not due to some stranger insulting me or my work. I'm a big girl and I don't pay any mind to a jerk. But to hear such barbs from a respected industry professional, well, I hate to say it, but it made me a little emotional. Thank you for your kind response and your flattery. Frankly, compared to your paper, mine feels ragged and tattery. But I would love to take you up on your offer of a meal. Who knows? It may lead to a future with some appeal. See you at Alfonso's tonight at 8. Your former rival and future date.
1 year ago, two editors began a journey. We weren't sure if it would end with flowers or with one of them in a hospital gurney. If you would like to attend a joyous ceremony, but don't know if you can come, allow us to be your urger. We are pleased to announce that all are invited June 19th when the Times and the Post will celebrate their merger.
Wow, now that's a story. Romance, intrigue, catalogs on Sundays. I've got to buy the rights to their story. I can see it now. Premiering tonight, a new musical by Engelbert Auermann, a chorus headline.
And so he did. The show premiered on the biggest stage in Broadway to a packed crowd.
Just a newspaper man looking for love and a good soap for getting ink off my fingers.
It closed in one night. The end. This has been the Kafka Program starring Dan Grove. Don't forget to try Kafka's, the new Chex Mex treat. Try it with a hard or a soft shell. Just kidding. Everything in life can only be hard. That's the Kafka promise.